He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and I am, of course, the Gadget Professor. Well, I'm just looking down here at my monitor, and it looks like we're on episode number 99. Next week will be episode 100, and we're very rapidly approaching 2 years for the Gadget Professor. So thank you so much for tuning in. I definitely appreciate it, and so does everybody here on the work staff of the Gadget Professor, including our excellent producer, Wild Man Mike, who's in the back room shaking his head like, I just did my second take. I said, we're on episode 200, and he stopped the show and said, hey, get with it. So this is my second cut, but this will be posted sometime tonight. It's 5 o'clock here in Scottsdale, Arizona now. A little sunny and hot out there, about 82, but very pleasant, very pleasant. We have a lot going on today. I don't even know where to begin, but let's immediately dispense with how you tune into the Gadget Professor. Obviously, you're watching the show, so thank you very much for doing that. If you're new to the show, I welcome you. The easiest way to get to the Gadget Professor is just on my website, thegadgetprofessor.com. When you go there, there's two things you should do. If you want to subscribe to the show, there's a brown box. You can see it right there. And go down to the Gadget Professor and click it. And any device that you have that receives an RSS feed, like your iPod, your iPad, you can get us directly from iTunes, and it will subscribe you to the show. The second thing that you want to do, which is equally as important, is on the webpage on thegadgetprofessor.com. You can subscribe to the show notes, and that will give you all the a synopsis, essentially, of everything that we discuss on the show every Thursday night when we come up with a new episode, and everything is hot-linked. So instead of writing down right now what it is that we're talking about, you can just go back to the show notes, and it's all delineated there, and you just click the button, and it takes you right to the website that we are mentioning. Of course, you can email me at any point in time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And as a matter of fact, John, I think it's Davis, we'll look at his name, emailed me last week and said, I'm having an issue. I want to get a power line device. Did you ever do a show on networking and using these devices? And yes, we have done that show, and I don't remember when it was. It was real early on. So the good guy that I am, and wanting to help everybody all the time, we're going to do a show today on this new device on camera 2 here that I just happen to have a new one of because I need another one, and this is the Powerline network adapter, so we're going to get to that in 1 second. So before we do that, I want to mention to everybody that you can always check us out on Facebook, and I am propagating that a lot more with a lot more news and things. And also, we have the GadgetProfessor.com promo. It's GadgetProfessorPromo.com. You definitely want to start visiting this page, and I'll tell you why. As I mentioned last week, we have a new sponsor, permanent sponsor of the show called Livestream. Livestream today came up with a brand new product line that they announced right before CES, which is very exciting, and we'll get into that. We might as well get into it right now, but this is the new... NAB. Thank you, Mike. Mike just yelled NAB. I have CES on the brain still. But NAB, which is in 2 weeks, I think we're going to be there April 8th or April 9th. We will be broadcasting live with Todd Cochran from NAB right from Livestream's booth. So you should be able to tune in to the Gadget Professor or to Geek News Central and actually watch us broadcast live as we did at CES right from the Livestream booth. But today, they just had a just-knock-your-socks-off announcement about several new products that they're introducing. They're now introducing the new HD50, which is a studio HD50. Is perfect when you need to broadcast quality, live switching hardware at the most affordable price, portable enough to take on the go. The studio HD50 is built with a Blackmagic design DeckLink quad as well as Blackmagic design DeckLink studio to give you five inputs from a vast array of analog and digital sources, or 4 inputs and 1 output, when you need broadcast quality. So that's a new model coming out. It's not out today, but in 2 weeks you'll actually be able to see this. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to taking a peek at this new gear at NAB. And the HD 500 has been around, and we'll cover that a little bit in the next episode. They came out with an HD 900, and that is just a very impressive unit, and also the HD 1700. This will all be on our Gadget Professor promo page, Gadget Professor promo, if you want to see what these things actually do. And if you look at the Gadget Professor promo page, we actually will show you a place that I know will give you a phenomenal bargain. And I don't mean just off the street price, I mean below off the street price. So you'll definitely want to check into that, and there'll be more on that very soon. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Gadget Professor has been really trying to pump out some more stuff on Facebook page, so I think I have done a fair job of that, so please feel free to stop by our Facebook page. And also, I am in love with Rebel Mouse. If you really want to see the crazy stuff that the Gadget Professor covers on a daily basis, you can follow me at Twitter. On Twitter, it would be @GadgetProfessor. I tweet about 20 times a day. Everyone's different with regards to new gadgets that are coming out in all types of different sciences. It could be automotive, it could be electronics, it could be video, could be photography. I don't even know. Every day I monitor that and come out with at least 20 tweets a day. If you want to see that in visual form, I highly recommend that you sign up for Rebel Mouse, totally free. And if you go to RebelMouse/GadgetProfessor, you'll actually see my tweets and also my updates in color. And I've also posted the Gadget Professor programs right on. This was a shot I just took this week of a absolutely stunning orange and red cactus flower. The cactuses are in blossom here in Arizona, and it's really nice. But if you look at that page, you will see all kinds of stuff. And then also, if you go to the Don Bain page, which is, again, the Gadget Professor, if you go to RebelMouse/GadgetProfessor, you'll see Don Bain. And that's actually where you'll see all the tweets that I have in color and with all the corresponding links. So it gives you a phenomenal graphic overview of the things that are new, and actually you can see the live stream products that are on there already. But that's an interesting site to check out, rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. So let me know what you think of that. Moving right along, I think we're going to work backwards from what we usually do. Usually now we go to the gadget right off the bat. Today I only have two pieces of software that I want to talk about, and they are new and crazy things. The first one is, I think it's called SyncOS, but SyncOS, SyncOS. This will convert audio and video to your iPhone and iPad. It works both on the iOS 6 support OS, Windows 8, Windows 7, XP, and Vista. And it will convert pretty much any file to any file, if you will. So you can convert audio and video to your iPhone, your iPod, or your iPad totally free. It has a backup ringtone and audiobook applet on that. It will transfer photos, and it's very clever. It works real well. It will transfer videos between your iOS devices and your PC. So now you don't have to have that, like, how do I get it off my phone, get it onto my PC, or get it from my PC or my Mac onto the phone. This applet will do it, and it's totally free, and I have actually tried it out today, and it works well. Now, this device, this applet, is just fantastic. I just used it last night for the first time, and it's a little weird. It's called Twonky, T-W-O-N-K-Y. I don't make this stuff up. Twonky, that's the name of it. Essentially, what you do, and I'll give you the web page, you can read it. But if you have a Roku box, and I know a lot of folks watch the Gadget Professor and other podcasts using the Roku box. And by the way, the Roku 3, unbelievable, dynamite, really cool. We'll do a whole episode on that. But a lot of people realize that one of the shortcomings, and it's probably the only one on the Roku box, is there's no YouTube channel, and it sticks out like a sore thumb. What happened to YouTube? Well, this device, I shouldn't say device, this applet called Twonky, you load this on your tablet, and I actually have it loaded on my Nexus 7, what it will do is it will bring up the applet Twonky on here. Now, for some odd reason, they call it Beam. It's Twonky when you go to download it, but when you actually have it on your device, I'm looking for T for Twonky, it doesn't show up. It shows under Beam Twonky. I don't know why, but it does. Long story short, what you're going to do is you will actually have a menu that will come up when you click on the on Twonky. And let's see if we can see how it works here. For some odd reason, that doesn't want to move over. But what happens is you actually will get a window when you click on the Twonky applet that shows you YouTube. It shows you, I think, New York Times, TED. There's like 10 or 12 things that you can choose from. So obviously, you're going to choose YouTube. You're then going to click a button that says choose your device. Well, that would be the Roku. So once you choose Roku and you click YouTube, you find the YouTube video that you want, and all you do is just slide your hand to the left and it shoots it right into the Roku. And the way you do that is it gives you a code number. You have to load Twonky on the Roku, go into the channels. This is a free channel, if you will, free applet on the Roku. It's a hidden one. It's not well known. It's not well advertised. I have never heard of it till, as I said last night when I was doing some research on what happened to YouTube on Roku. So you load the Twonky device on the Roku box. You load it on your cell phone, your smartphone. You go to your smartphone. You find the YouTube that you want, the video, and you can actually queue up 3 or 4 or 5 videos. And you just slide them and click Beam right into your Roku. And you know what? The quality is excellent. I was shocked. You get the video and the audio, and it works well. So anybody out there who owns a Roku device, I urge you to just try this Twonky out. Again, put it on the Roku box, put it on your smartphone or your tablet, and away you go. I will reference the website in our show notes, and I think you will find that very, very interesting. So now we are going to go to the gadget of the day, and this is called, actually, it's John Davis. And John asked me, Don, have you done any shows on power line networking? If so, can you get me to the episode? And I don't know where it is. I don't feel like going through all 99 episodes to find out where it is. But as I said, John, I needed one of these devices. So I bought one last week on sale at Amazon. And here it is here on camera two. And let's take a look at what this device is and what it does. As you can see on the box, there's two devices here. And we're going to actually unbox it now. So you can see it's brand new. And I have never done an unboxing, I don't think, on the Gadget Professor. So I'm going to take my keys because, of course, this plastic is torture-proof. Now, I have several of these devices, both in my studio and my house. And they are real handy. And I'm going to tell you what you use them for in a second. As you can see, they're brand new. I'm unboxing it. And in here, there we go. These are very small. There's the first one. There's the second one. That's all there is to it. And inside, you get some instructions and two cables. So let's take a look at these two. We'll go back to the main camera. Here's what they are. They're two little boxes, as you can see. And what these devices will do, they're called Powerline. There's 100 companies that make them. But what these essentially do is when you have a situation, and I have this constantly, where my internet feed comes into the house, and that's in my office area. My television set is, well, let's just take the bedroom, is way down the other end of the house. And yes, I have a very powerful Wi-Fi network in my house, and I can see and log on to the Wi-Fi in my bedroom quite easily. But you know what? When I want to watch a high-def movie or stream something in high-def, it craps out every so often, and it's annoying as could be. So what these devices do is it will allow you to actually have a wired Ethernet connection anywhere in your home or backyard or front porch where you don't have Ethernet and the Wi-Fi just won't reach. So essentially, how they work, it's quite simple. These boxes are identical. What you're going to do is plug it in the wall. You can understand them that much, okay? And I'll show you right here in camera two what that plug looks like. There's the plug, so that's going to plug directly into the wall. And the only other connection you have on the bottom is for your Ethernet cable, and that's going to go like so. There's no other switches, nothing else. And there are three lights. I haven't plugged in them, but you can see there's three lights. It says power, link, and Ethernet. Now, what happens is one of these boxes you're going to plug into the wall, and the other end of this Ethernet cable is going to go into the back empty port of one of your router. That's it. So where your power comes into your house, where your internet line comes into your house, you're going to have a router, and you're going to plug this into the wall. You'll plug your Ethernet cable like so into there, and now you're going to take the other end, and it's going to go into any empty slot on your router. That takes care of that. Now, you're going to go back into your bedroom, your backyard, wherever it is that you want that internet interface, and you're going to plug this into the wall, and at that point, you're going to plug the other cable into here, and this will automatically sync and find the other device, this other device that was hooked to your router, automatically, and all these three lights will light up, and guess what? Bingo. You got internet. And it's fast, and it's just like coming out of the back of the modem. I know, if you have a good Wi-Fi connection, you shouldn't have to do it, but you know what? I have several situations in my house where it just doesn't work, and I'll tell you one of them. I have a pool in my backyard, and I have a camera on that pool, and the camera works wirelessly. If I have a power failure, that camera essentially loses the Wi-Fi signal, and many times when the power comes back on, it doesn't pick that signal up unless I take the camera off, bring it to the house, reset it, because it has to resync up to the wireless signal. What I've done is I've changed that, and I now use these little boxes. So I send the internet signal via a wire, and actually the way these work is through the wires in your house. It's very clever. It uses the actual wire in your house to connect and find the other device. So I now have this hooked up to the camera, and guess what? If the power goes out, the camera goes out, but when the power comes back on, because it's hot fed with this Ethernet cable, I don't have to worry about it finding the wireless power, or, you know, your wireless signal. It automatically does it. Now, these are very simple to hook up. As I said, a lot of companies make them. I'm going to give you a tip. If you use a switcher, and I'm going to show you this close up. This is not a modem. This is actually a switcher, a switch. So if you look at this at camera two, I don't have the power pack which plugs in there. But this happens to be an 8-port switcher. There's 8 ports on here. If you take the back of this device in your bedroom and you plug it into this switcher, like so, you now have 7 extra taps on there. You can buy these in any configuration. You can buy them with a 3-tap, a 4-tap, an 8, 16, 20, so on and so forth. And this will give you extra connections. So if you were in a situation where you want extra Ethernet feeds in the bedroom or back porch, wherever you are, all you do is hook this device into the switch, and this will give you X amount of ports. And it's a real handy thing to do. And if you were to look in the back of my television set, you would see an 8-port switch, and every one of them are full because one goes to the TV, one goes to a computer, one goes to the Roku box. Yeah, I could run all this wireless, but these don't fail. They're just rock solid, and they are very economical. Now, what I would recommend that you do is if you go to the Gadget Professor promo page, and that's not the Gadget Professor promo page. Here's the Gadget Professor promo page. And if you scroll down, I have on the top the live stream material because they are a sponsor of the show. But right below the live stream information, which I hope you would read, I have ActionTech. This particular model is the PWR511. And if you just scroll down a tad more, you'll see that I have links. Well, I don't have them up, but you'll see them there, which you actually can press, and it will take you right to Amazon, and you can actually buy these for $47.88. They are on the Prime of Prime account, if you will, if you have that with Amazon, so that means they'll ship them out for free within 2 days. And if you use the Gadget Professor promo page to link to the Amazon page. It costs you the same amount, but the Gadget Professor makes a grand total of 40 cents for every one we sell. So I have four listeners. If each one buys one, I got $1.60. Anyway, I made it convenient for you. The Amazon link is right on the Gadget Professor promo page, and it will take you exactly to these devices. They work real well. And that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I will be back next week with a lot more information on our broadcast coming to you live from NAB. And I also think shortly, in the next week or next few weeks, I might wait till I come back from NAB. We're actually planning on broadcasting a live broadcast, a live stream from Livestream of the Gadget Professor, and you'll actually be able to tune into this and interact with me while I'm broadcasting. So if you're interested in seeing us broadcast live, we might turn the cameras on probably 15, 20 minutes as we're preparing for the show so you can see what goes on in the studio before we go live on the air, and then we'll actually go live and we'll see if Mike can monitor the chat room while we're live streaming this. And it should be a lot of fun. We'll answer some questions, and it's going to bring a whole new dimension to the Gadget Professor. So thank you very much for tuning in. I appreciate it so much. I look forward to seeing everybody next week on The Gadget Professor. See you next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.